Welcome to our show. I'd like to thank you for joining our new podcast called The Freedom Cast. And I am your host, Libertech. And I hold and run a little collective, you know, not tied to any organization or institution, but simply, you know, to push code with my own capability. And it's called Libertech Systems. And this podcast is about a wide range of topics. So I don't want to give too many, but it's about censorship-resistant networks, Bitcoin, technology, use cases, case stories of people that use this technology and were successful in their own ecosystem. And many other inspiring stories. So I hope you could stay tuned and, you know, explore all these episodes I plan to do. And with each one get better at. And let's get into our topic for today. Which is Tails OS and exploring Tails OS as a privacy shield. So we're gonna start at what is Tails OS? You know, what explanation could we give to this software called Tails OS that we wanna use as a privacy shield? And basically, Tails OS stands for the Amnesiac Incognito Live System, and it is a live operating system designed with a strong focus on privacy and anonymity. So let's break down Tails OS. If we were to look at key features, we could say the greatest proposition of Tails is its privacy and anonymity. Meaning that Tails uses the Tor network. All internet connections in Tails OS are routed through the Tor network, ensuring that your online activity is anonymous and that your location is hidden for people in at-risk regions. No traces left. Tails OS operates in a live state and is typically run from a USB stick or DVD. This means it does not leave any traces or activity logs on the computer you use unless you explicitly choose to save data. And this feature is very useful for journalists and whistleblowers or anybody who needs to protect a source or take away the trace when relaying information. And secondly, to add after privacy and anonymity, you get bundled security tools, which are GBG encryption for secure email communication. You get KeePass X for password management. You have LUKS, L-U-K-S, which is disencryption for securing your files. And there's also MAT, MAT, Metadata Anonymization Toolkit, to prevent your files from leaking information about you or your activities. And this would be the last feature of the feature set that adds to the, you know, privacy shield that is Tails. That is the instant amnesiac operation. Tails has an amnesiac nature. When you shut down Tails OS, it forgets all your activities during the session. So the amnesic feature is crucial for users operating in environments where leaving no digital trace is critical. So the practical applications of something like Tails would be for journalists and activists. Those operating in oppressive regimes or high surveillance settings can use Tails OS for secure and anonymous communication. Whistleblowers who are providing secure means to communicate sensitive information without revealing the identity. And any privacy conscious user. Anyone concerned with their digital footprint and privacy can benefit from using Tails for everyday activities like browsing, emailing, and secure file handling. Tails is a system built for everyone. So there are high levels of privacy and anonymity. It is free and open source, developed, maintained by a community of security experts, and there is as a privacy shield, built-in cryptographic and privacy tools making secure communication via Tails and handling data very straightforward. Now, coming with all these tools, you have to expect some trade-offs, and they are: the performance may be slower when compared to a traditional operating system because it runs as a live OS. And to a certain extent, there is limited software availability and functionality compared to the typical mainstream OSs that lack any sort of robust solution for anyone trying to maximize digital privacy and anonymity. But when you use Tails and you begin to leverage it with the Tor network and its suite of cryptographic utilities, the environment you now operate in is more tolerable for sensitive activities over the internet. So if you are a journalist or activist or somebody in need of digital privacy, your ally is Tails OS, because using it will help you fight for your freedom and security online. So Tails OS, as the amnesic incognito live system, is renowned for its dedication to ensuring highest levels of privacy and anonymity for its users. So the key features are Tails OS. Let's hone in on this and talk about it a little more. We look at the Tor network integration. And by Tor network integration, you get anonymous internet usage. All internet traffic in Tails OS is routed through the Tor network, effectively anonymizing your location and your total usage of the computer. And by doing this, you also get to bypass censorship. Tor allows users to reach parts of the internet that might be censored or blocked in their country. Also, amnesic by design, no trace left behind. Tails is a live operating system, so it doesn't write anything to the hard disk unless specified, and when you shut it down, all data in the RAM is wiped out. So this gives you the ability to have a secure session management. Each session, if you could think of it, is isolated from the previous one unless you configure permanent persistent storage on the USB disk. And then there are the built-in cryptographic tools like GPG or GNU Privacy Guard. This provides tools for secure email communication and proper file encryption. Then there is Linux Unified Key Setup, or LUX. It is a disk encryption utility that ensures your files are encrypted. Then there is KeePass X. It's a password manager that helps in securely storing and managing passwords. And also built in is Electrum, a powerful, very powerful lightweight Bitcoin wallet for secure Bitcoin transactions. And I don't want to understate how powerful Electrum is under the hood. You know, all you would need to do is read up on the docs for Electrum to see how much of a good software Electrum is. And then it also allows for secure browsing and communication. And with use of the Tor browser, which is a modified version of Firefox designed for privacy, all fingerprints and browser identification is eliminated, ensuring secure web access. You also have Thunderbird with Enigmail. Secure email clients like Thunderbird can be bundled with email and contact encryption features like you get with Enigmail. Then there is Pigeon Instant Messenger. It allows for secure instant messaging using OTR, off-the-record encryption. And now we're going to look at this other point stated before, which is metadata anonymization, or MAT. You know, this is used to delete all sensitive information from files to ensure that shared files do not leak any personal information. You could say that Tails is also versatile and portable. It is easy to boot. You can run it from a USB stick or a DVD on almost any computer, and it has a portable nature, meaning you can carry Tails OS with you and use it on multiple computers without leaving a trace. There are also built-in productivity and media tools like LibreOffice and Office Suite for creating documents, spreadsheets, and presentations. GIMP, GNU Image Manipulation Program, an advanced image editor. There's also Audacity, an audio editor for recording and editing sounds for recording music or podcasts, or sending voice notes. There's also comprehensive documentation and support. You know, detailed guides are available on the Tails website, and they offer comprehensive information for installation, usage, and troubleshooting. There's also a vibrant community, meaning a lot of support is available for Tails. There are a community of developers and users who contribute to the continuous improvement and security of Tails OS. And regular updates. There are always frequent security updates, meaning that Tails OS is maintained with regular updates to address new security threats and vulnerabilities, ensuring that users always have the latest security features. So Tails is designed to be secure, amnesic, as an operating system for anyone requiring advanced privacy protections. Robust integration with the Tor network, extensive cryptographic tools, and an overall design that ensures no trace is left behind makes Tails an ideal choice for activists and journalists and any user seeking a better level of privacy. And when you learn how to leverage the features of Tails, you know, your confidence in navigating surveilled digital landscapes becomes a little better, and you regain your sovereignty by relying on your own anonymity. So, what would be legitimate uses of Tails as a daily driver? You know, Tails is designed primarily for maintaining privacy and anonymity. But what if it could serve specific daily use case scenarios? Like, take for instance, secure browsing, anonymous internet access, where Tails routes all the internet traffic through the Tor network, providing a way to browse anonymously without revealing your location or identity, and also to access restricted content by using Tor via Tails. Users can access content that might be restricted or censored in that region. You know, there's also data management and encryption. Tails is ideal for managing and storing sensitive information that you don't want to be compromised by utilizing built-in tools like GPG for email encryption, KeePass for password and key management, and Lux for disencryption. For journalistic activities like research and reporting, journalists can use Tails OS to research, communicate, and report on sensitive topics without the fear of surveillance, also allowing confidential and secure communication with sources. As a means of activism, in the sense that coordinating efforts, activists can also communicate securely and organize activities without the risk of being monitored, and also allowing for bypassing censorship with activism by allowing access and share of information in environments where internet activities are heavily censored. Another use case could be for Bitcoin operations. Secure Bitcoin transactions by using the pre-installed Electrum wallet for Bitcoin transactions to ensure your Bitcoin dealings are secure, private, and anonymous. You know, even as a temporary and disposable workstation, public and shared computers, using Tails OS on a public or shared computer to protect your data and activities from being recorded or seen by others. You know, and even while traveling in foreign countries, you know, this could be used if you're concerned about surveillance or data interception. And as a secure development driver, for coding and development, developers working on sensitive or proprietary code can use Tails to ensure their work remains confidential. Penetration testing as an aspect of development. Security professionals can use this Tails OS for penetration testing and other security-related tasks without leaving a trace. Now, there might be limitations to consider with using it as a daily driver, which is the range of available software is more limited compared to traditional OS environments, and running from a USB stick or DVD can result in slower performance. And lastly, while Tails offers persistent storage, setting it up requires additional steps, and it really sacrifices security by setting up persistence. So you should always think about maintaining security in legitimate daily use case scenarios. But while using it, always be cognizant of the limitations and whether these trade-offs will align with your specific needs. So how to get started with TalesOS? You would need to download TalesOS, which you could do by going to the official website. And always download TalesOS from the official website, which is tales.boom.org. And this ensures you get the most recent and authentic version. Verify the download. Verification is crucial to ensure the downloaded file hasn't been tampered with, and use the provided instructions on the Tales website to verify download using OpenPGP or any other verification method. Now then you will need to create a bootable USB or DVD drive. A USB stick is recommended, and you can use a USB stick at least 8 gigabytes in capacity, and this method is more convenient and faster compared to having to use a DVD. Alternatively, you can use a DVD if you prefer. So to create a bootable DVD, you would just need to download Etcher, which is a friendly application, very user-friendly for creating bootable USB sticks, and it is available on Windows, macOS, and Linux. You install and open Etcher, follow the installation process and open the application, select the Tales ISO, select the TalesOS ISO file that you've downloaded. Then you select the USB stick, you choose your USB stick as the target, and then you flash. You click the flash button to start creating your bootable USB stick. This process may take a few minutes. And for the DVD, you burn the TalesOS ISO to a DVD using your preferred DVD burning software, such as ImageBurn for Windows or DisUtility for macOS. And to boot from TalesOS, you insert the USB stick or DVD. Then you restart your computer. You access the boot menu, which you do by pressing a key like F12, F10, Escape or Delete. And then you will be able to access the boot menu during startup. But the exact key varies by manufacturer. Then you select the USB, which is the boot device. So you select the boot device, you choose the USB stick or DVD from the boot menu to start TalesOS. And then you are taken into the initial configuration, which is the welcome screen. And after the welcome screen, you are guided to the language and region settings, where you have to choose your preferred language and region. There are additional security settings such as administration password and configuring the network. And then you just click Start Tales to launch the operating system. So there's also persistent storage. And creating persistent storage, if you need to save files and configurations across sessions, is easy, and you can set up persistent storage on your USB disk by going into the applications menu and choosing Tales Configure Persistent Volume. You then set a password and you could have available features additional, where you can choose what type of data you want to retain, such as personal files, browser bookmarks, and PGP keys. And when using Tales, always remember, shut down Tales properly. This will ensure that all the data was wiped from Tales, because TalesOS is designed to maintain a secure environment and private environment. But you have to remain vigilant about how you use Tales and your surrounding while using Tails. So now we're gonna look at some pros and cons of Tails. You know, there's a high level of privacy and anonymity via Tor network routes all internet traffic through that Tor network, anonymizing your online activities and location. No trace left. It is designed to leave no trace on the computer being used, making it ideal for sensitive work. Another pro is that Tails is amnesic by nature, meaning sessions are ephemeral and each session is temporary and does not save data unless you explicitly configure persistent storage. So data in RAM is wiped clean upon shutdown, ensuring no traces are left. There are built-in security tools such as its cryptographic tools, which is GPG for email encryption, KeePass X for password management, and Lux for disencryption. Also, secure messaging via Pigeon with OTR off-the-record encryption for secure instant messaging. And it is very user-friendly, a familiar desktop, and is relatively easy to use. It is bootable from any USB stick or DVD on almost any computer. It is also free and open source. Being transparent, the source code is available for review, which allows the community to audit the code and ensure its security. It is community driven, supported and improved by a global community of developers and security experts, which you could research and become a part of and contribute as well. And always remember, there is comprehensive documentation online about installation, configuration, and troubleshooting. And there are always security patches, which are frequent updates that ensure the OS is secure against the latest threats. Now, there are some trade-offs to using Tails. And that is, it is slower than a traditional OS because it is running from a USB stick. And it may perform poorly on older or deprecated hardware. The software stack for it is a bit, in terms of compatibility and software availability, is a bit limited compared to other general computing systems. And initial setup may be complex to using it and leveraging the true anonymity set features of Tails might have a learning curve for newer users. And also there's a level of internet dependency because it uses Tor and censorship circumvention. And because this lack of persistence exists, your data is volatile. You know, without setting up persistent storage, all data settings and installed hardware will be lost on shutdown. And setting up persistent storage securely requires a few additional steps and some time and some extra considerations. So Tails is a robust privacy shield for anyone needing enhanced privacy and security. There are significant benefits: high levels of anonymity and an amnesic environment. But there are trade-offs, such as taking into account your performance limitations, and the learning curve may be steep to really enjoying the true features of Tails. But understanding the trade-offs and leveraging the benefits can help you decide if Tails OS is the right tool for your specific need and style of internet browsing. So if you are serious about protecting your digital privacy, Tails is an invaluable tool. So head over to tails.boom.org to learn more and download it and give it a try. So I just want to say thank you for tuning into this episode of Freedom Cast. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, reach out to me on Nosta or any of my other channels. And I just want to say, stay free and stay secure. Thank you.